The epistle for this 10th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 2 through 11. Brethren, you know that when you were Gentiles, you went to dumb idols according as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God says anathema to Jesus, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of workings, but the same God, who works all things in all. Now the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone for profit. To one, through the Spirit, is given the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another, faith in the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healing in the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the distinguishing of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. But all these things are the work of the one and the same Spirit, who allots to everyone according as he will. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable also to some who trusted in themselves as being just and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and began to pray thus within himself, O God, I thank thee that I am not like the rest of men, robbers, dishonest, adulterers, or even like this publican. I fast twice a week. I pay tithe of all that I possess. But the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift his eyes to heaven, but kept striking his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man went back to his home justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted. Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Two men went up to the temple to pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, today we are given for our consideration once again prayer. What that is, and what it should be to us. We've talked about prayer in the past and the necessity of it. If you do not pray, you will not save your soul. We've already established this. But now we're not considering whether to pray or to not pray. Today we are asked to consider the type of prayer. Two men went up to the temple to pray. So far, so good. They're going to the temple. They're going to church. Not bad. What are they going to do? They both are going to pray. Good. And that's where the similarities stop. Because the type of prayer is easily distinguished. The one prayer is full of pride, and the other prayer has an element that is necessary to have in right and proper prayer. So among this element, what are the other elements that are needed for right and proper prayer? Well, first we need faith. Faith. Belief. Not so much in the prayer. Some people believe in a certain prayer too much. Some are superstitious. If I say these words, then this will happen. Well, that's not a prayer. Nor in the formation, you know, doing it. So often, I'm going to do another novena. Now, novenas are good, but they have to be done properly in order to be efficacious. But faith in not what we're saying, but in who we are talking to. Prayer as defined is the lifting up of our heart, our mind, and our soul to God. Do I truly believe that I'm speaking to God when I pray? Or is my prayer book more like a pacifier to me? Makes me feel good that I've done something well, and then I go on my way and do my own thing. Prayer books are items that should help us to pray, but they're not prayers themselves. We first have to acknowledge who we are addressing our prayers to if we want them to be efficacious. Once we acknowledge who we are addressing them to, the second element that is necessary that we see highlighted in today's gospel is humility. And as you've heard before, what is humility? Humility is truth. Humility is knowing our proper place. Knowing our proper place in distinction to the Almighty, who we address in prayer. We see the Pharisee come in to the front of the temple, and his prayer is full of eyes. I thank thee that I am not like the rest of men. I am so good. Aren't you lucky to have me visit you today? A very proud prayer. But the publican, knowing the reality of himself and his fallen human nature, stayed in the back, wouldn't even look up, struck himself, and prayed, "Have mercy upon me, a sinner." This is where we must consider how we approach the divine as we are approaching the divine today. The greatest prayer that we can have any attachments to, we are having that opportunity right now. It's the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We are called to pray to the Heavenly Father with Christ. And that is amazing. But we have to make good and proper use of this opportunity. So if I believe that who I am addressing, God, He is my Father, He is my Savior, He is my Sanctifier, He is the soul of my soul, then should I not approach carefully and properly? If I approach with humility, this is something very attractive to God. The humble and contrite heart the Lord will not despise, Scripture. That reminds me of two other incidents in Scripture. And we can find these two on either side of the chapter that we read today, chapter 18 of St. Luke, and chapter 14 of St. Luke, and chapter 19 of St. Luke. Chapter 14, Christ spoke a parable because he noticed how people were coming to a dinner they were invited to and trying to get a higher place at table. And he told them, when you are invited, do not come to the first place, lest when he who invited thee and another sees you in that place and tells you, make room for this man. Rather, take the last place, so that when he who has invited thee sees you, he'll say, friend, come up higher. Everybody who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted. In chapter 19 of St. Luke, we read of a man named Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was in Jericho, and when Christ was visiting, and a great crowd was coming through, and Zacchaeus was a publican, meaning he was a worldling. But great mobs were following Christ, and Zacchaeus didn't have any thoughts, or perhaps he didn't think himself worthy to talk to Christ, but he just wanted to look at Christ. That's what the Scripture says. He wanted to look and see. And so he climbed up a sycamore tree so he could look over the crowd and see Christ coming. And Christ was coming down the road and came to the sycamore tree. He didn't pass it. He stopped. He looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come down, for tonight I dine in your house. This reminds me of that time in the parish of the Cure de Ars when the assistant priest saw a man every day in the morning before work, came, dropped his tools off, came and sat in the back of church, left, and at the end, on his way back home, dropped his tools off. He noticed this man day after day doing the same thing, and then he noticed this man didn't have a prayer book, no rosary beads in his hands, His lips weren't even moving. And so the priest was interested. So one of these days, as the opportunity presented itself, he called the man as he was putting his tools down. He called the man to himself and he asked him, "Sir, I've noticed that every day you come to church, twice a day. But I also noticed that you don't have any prayer book, you don't have a rosary. What do you do?" And the man looked at him and said, "Well, I go into church and I look at him and he looks at me and then I leave." And the priest was astonished at the faith of the man. "I look at him, he looks at me." You see, when we start to acknowledge he who we speak to, it is only then that we can acknowledge the goodness that we see. Take a look at the lesson of humility that he preaches to us today. If we open our eyes, he hides his divinity under the appearance of bread. Why? Become small to become one with us. So in having connection with us, he can realize what he wants to as our Savior. Share his spirit with us so we can have connection with the divine. So as we consider these thoughts about prayer today, faith and humility, let us check ourselves. It takes an effort. It's not something that just happens. It's something that must happen with our intellect, our higher faculties. We have to engage. If we don't, then we cannot have. And we have to do it properly with all faith and humility. In being humble, we can be exalted in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.